Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Michael Cornicelli's on a phone line, the Executive Vice President of the Building Owners and Management Association. Michael, thanks for joining us. Tell us about your organization. What do you do real quick?
John, we are a trade association that represents the office building industry in Chicago. We have about 286 building members. That represents about 95% of all the commercial square footage in the Central Business District.
How much damage was done? Do you have any estimates on that?
We don't have cost estimates yet. Luckily, you know, most of that damage consists of broken windows and graffiti. The buildings were pretty secure, except with the exception of retail, first floor retail, which saw a great deal of looting, as you know. But the buildings themselves did not sustain significant amounts of damage beyond the disruption that's caused by all that broken glass and limited access.
So is it your association's position that those buildings should be ready to open up on Wednesday, say, downtown?
Well, we had hoped that that would be the case. I was personally involved in drafting some of the reentry guidelines that the city's applying for office buildings. We don't yet know whether that will actually happen on Wednesday as planned. I think people are just being cautious about whether it will be safe to come back into those areas. And quite frankly, I think that regardless of what the building owners or the city does, there will still be people out there who will have some reservations about whether it's time for them personally to come back into an environment like that.
Any last advice or observations from you and your organization?
Well, I think stay informed and be patient. I know that this is incredibly frustrating and gut-wrenching for all of us. Different reasons, but it's really important that people pay attention to the instructions that they're getting from the city's agencies and from organizations like ours. Our job in all of this is to be a conduit for information from the city agencies and others to the buildings, and then back to the city agencies from the buildings to explain to them what's needed.
We'll be in touch, Michael. Good luck to you all. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, John.